USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment. Democrats fell well short of the two-thirds majority required to convict and remove the president from office. The only Republican to vote for convicting President Trump on either article was Utah Republican Mitt Romney. After the vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked how long the senator is going to be in the doghouse.
We don't have any doghouses here. The most important vote is the next vote.
Supreme Court justices will consider taking up a closely watched case on Obamacare. They'll do so during a private conference later this month. A lower court aims to strike down the entire Affordable Care Act, which Republicans have been trying to do for years. Hollywood screen legend Kirk Douglas is dead at the age of 103. Douglas was nominated for Academy Awards 3 times but never took home the gold. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Political tensions were on display at the President's State of the Union address, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Before the speech began, President Trump quickly turned away when U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi extended her hand for a handshake. As soon as the President finished his speech, the California Democrat was seen ripping her copy of his address in half. That angered Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
It was disgusting. I was sitting 50 feet away from her, and it made me angry.
Presidential historian John Meacham says it was an unusually partisan event.
This was not about the union. It was very much about Trump's political state.
He was speaking on MSNBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Air Force Global Strike Command is testing its aging Minuteman 3 intercontinental ballistic missiles. It launched the unarmed missile from California's Vandenberg Air Force Base that traveled 4,200 miles to the Marshall Islands. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The House Commerce Committee is holding a hearing on vaping in America and the impact it has on public health. Executives from Juul Labs, Reynolds American, and Enjoy were all on the hot seat for marketing techniques that have been tied to rising rates of youth vaping. Democratic Chairman of the Committee, Diana DeGette, says the new guidelines may lead young people to use menthol-flavored products or disposable e-cigarettes that remain on the market.
These loopholes may lead to young people shifting to using menthol-flavored products or disposable e-cigarettes that remain on the market. In fact, there are reports that the shift is already happening.
A parade was held in downtown Kansas City celebrating the Super Bowl championship of the Kansas City Chiefs. The parade ended with a rally held at Union Station in downtown Kansas City, where head coach Andy Reid told the millions of people in attendance.
Hi, so listen, we appreciate everything that you did for us. The support's been phenomenal. This parade is second to none, man. It's the best in the NFL right here. You should be proud of yourselves. So listen, one more thing is next year we're coming right back here. One more time, baby. One more time.
For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.